Well, today is a special day in a couple ways. One, it's a blessed Mother's Day. We always say happy, but I think we ought to say blessed. Because on Mother's Day, we know there's not too many. Some mothers that are can be happy, but we can always be blessed. Amen. So I hope that each one of you mothers are blessed today, and that no matter what's going on in your life, you need to understand that God is with you. Well, Father, I truly do thank you for all your people came out this morning. I thank you, Father God, that you are with us. You are leading, guiding, and directing us. And Father, we give you thanks in all things this morning. We give you honor and we give you glory. This is your service, Father God, as usual. And you have full rule and reign in this place. And right now, Father God, we thank you for your angelic host who are walking to and fro throughout this room. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is evident here this morning. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who made this all possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is dealing with us about abiding in the third heaven. And so today I'm excited about what God's wanting to do. But before I start, you have number one up there. Before I start the actual teaching that God gave, I want to read. I think this was in last Sunday's bulletin, wasn't it? This was in last Sunday's bulletin. God speaking. Exciting things are going on in the atmosphere right at this given moment. I want you to bypass the atmosphere and come on into the third heaven. It is in the third heaven that all of your miracles take place. It is in the third heaven where I meet and sup with you. I have invited you to come up hither and sup with me. There is much work that needs to be done, and I am expecting you to accomplish that work for me. For now and forever, my children shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty or be totally lost. I can only operate from the third heaven at this given time because of the gross darkness that is covering the earth realm. My children, come quickly to the throne room of grace and allow me to overshadow you and protect you from all evil that the evil one has planned for your life. In the third heaven is protection and great insight, but in the earthly realm is darkness and gloom. My third heaven realm is bright, joyful, and full of great expectation. I do not understand why you do not want to continually abide under the Almighty shadow and be fed. Where does my church go from here? Straight up, always in the third heaven. Receiving divine revelation of this end time hour you live in. The remnant must have the answers for the rest of my church. You hear that? The remnant must have the answers for my church. The remnant must be standing firm and secure in the third heaven to receive divine revelation to give freely to those who are running scared at this given hour. This is the hour of gross darkness, but also deep revelation knowledge and a wonderful display of my full glory. The glory cloud will hover over entire congregations. Hear that? And catch them away with me for hours at a time. The glory cloud will hover over entire congregations and catch them away with me for hours at a time. All will know that they have stood in the very presence of the Almighty One. Now is not the time to run scared, for there is nothing, absolutely nothing to be afraid of. I am in control, little ones, and I will lead, guide, and direct you in all of your ways. Trust me in this. The world has no place in my true children. I will take my true children to higher heights and deeper depths, and they shall go from glory to glory. And from that place in my atmosphere of complete glory, they shall minister salvation to a lost and dying world. Why do the prophets tell my children they can operate from the natural realm? I have spoken and I'm speaking again. That religion is out of the picture, and it is spirit calling to spirit. And I have invited many into my third heaven where they will operate from the glory realm. God goes on to say, tighten your seat belts, those who choose to abide in the third heaven, for we are going on a ride of a lifetime, and it will not stop until the second coming of my son Jesus. And Revelation 4:1, the Message Bible says, then I looked, and oh, a door opened into heaven. The trumpet voice, the first voice in my vision, called out, ascend and enter. I'll show you what happens next. Now, don't put my teaching up yet, Nancy. So this was last Sunday that God gave me this prophetic word to put in the bulletin. God has been speaking to us, and this is really, he wants us to be their thing. He's been teaching us for quite some time now that we are to abide in the third heaven. And he's been telling us it's in the third heaven where the enemy can't touch you. But God's people are refusing to abide in the third heaven. God has been showing me here last week that we are closer to the second coming of Jesus than anyone knows. We know that there's a lot of remnant churches out there. We know that we're one of those. When I first started, God said, you are a remnant church. You're like John the Baptist, crying out repentance and preparing the way for the second coming of Jesus. Now, that was in 1977, I think. That's quite a while ago. And when I was first born again, God told me we were living in the days of Noah. Now, if you look what was happening in the days of Noah, the very same things are happening now. And in 77, he told me that. I'm quite sure they were living in the days of Noah before 1977. God has been trying to get his people and his church lined up for the second coming of his son. Now, we're going to go into what God gave me to teach you this morning. I want you to be in the spirit. I don't want you sitting there giggling and carrying on. This is very, very important what God is trying to do to us this morning. I was so excited about this, I couldn't stand myself. And so then, lo and behold, last night I was going over what I was going to teach tonight, and God took me into something. It got me even more excited. God, and you're going to be excited too tonight when I teach it. But God, you know, this is how God is. I had my service all together, all right? Took me a long time to get together. And you know how you fine-tune? Well, when I was about one quarter way of fine-tuning, God fine-tuned. And he changed the whole message. So, you know, God is doing marvelous things. And I'm sorry, guys, if people don't want to believe it, that's on them. If you don't want to believe it, that's on you. But God told us quite a few years ago, church was not going to be like church used to be. It was not going to be church as usual. Church was going to be totally and completely different. And what we have to do, what I have to do as your pastor, I have to be continually listening to God and hearing what he has to say so that we are right on track. There's a lot of people that are going astray right now. They're missing out on what God's having them to do. And we know that God went through here just recently and said, if you didn't make it in, you didn't make it. And people don't like me saying that, but I'm not saying that. God is saying that. He was shaking, and he's been shaking the church for 40 years now. Come on. And the church still has not gotten it together. Not all churches now, but most of the churches have not gotten it together. God has the work to do. He cannot continue to wait on us. We have to get it together and stay together. We just can't vacillate back and forth, you know, saved, unsaved, believing, not believing. We can't do that. We have to be on a steady, even keel and follow God and do what he's telling us to do. So let's go into what God said here. This is for this morning. I want all your heartaches and pain. Now listen what he's saying to you, and please do what he's asking you to do. I want all your heartaches and pain. I don't want you to hold on to those things that kill. You have held on to the heartache and pain so long that it is totally decayed inside and causing unnecessary trauma to your heartstrings. Does not my word say, come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest? And you'll find that Matthew 11:28. Do you not believe my word? And if you do believe my word, why are you carrying burdens you are not meant to carry? Everyone in here, in the sound of my voice, needs to listen to what God just said to me. You are carrying burdens you were not meant to carry. God said, I come to you with heart and arms wide open. Hear what he said. I come to you with heart and arms wide open, and I profess my love to you over and over again. But in return, you come to me with heart closed and arms held tightly to your bosom. This second, right now, he's saying, will you please open up your entire being to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, your Father, and receive the comfort and peace I have for you? He said, this second, right now, not tomorrow, this second, will you please open up your entire being to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, your Father, and receive the comfort and peace I have for you? In other words, he said to begin with, release those heartaches, release those pain, all that pain, and just receive God's peace. If you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to find, even though there's all kind of junk going on around about you, you're going to be in perfect peace. And it's not going to be able to take you off course ever again. I'm walking it, I'm living it, or I couldn't preach it. Come on. God said, the world is troubled, and it will become more troubled as the days pass by. So I say, if you're in your own homemade prison now, and you are barely surviving, what are you going to do in the troubled days ahead of you? So I looked up Jeremiah 12:5, because this is what came to me when God said that. So Jeremiah, if you're worn out in this foot race with men, what makes you think you can race against horses? And if you can't keep your wits during times of calm, what's going to happen when troubles break loose like the Jordan and flood? God gave me this scripture 6 years ago. And because all kind of junk was going on in my life, and I was crying out to God, and he gave me, if you can't make it now, how are you going to make it when it really gets tough? So if you aren't making it right now, how are you going to make it when all the trouble really hits the fan? Are you listening here? There's no sense in you holding on to things that you can't control. You need to give everything to God and let him take care of it. You know, you might talk about what's going on, but the bottom line is all is well. Right? That's what your bottom line is. All is well. And why do you say that? Because you know that you know that you know that your Father in heaven has your whole life mapped out before you, and he already knew you were going to get into this mess that you just got into. God said, I am your sufficiency in all areas of your life. In no way have I ever left you defenseless. And you can see that in Hebrews 13:5. God said, I have the angelic host at your side continually for the remainder of your lives. Did you hear that? The angels are right with you continually, every second of every day for the rest of your lives. These angelic hosts have been sent forth, commissioned to assist you in every area of your life. You don't believe that because you don't call on your angels. You keep fighting that battle that you can't win. You weren't meant to fight it. You need to call on your angels and let them fight for you. God said, call upon them. Use the abilities that they are endowed with. They have all of heaven's storehouses at their disposal. You'll find that in Hebrews 1:14. God said, the events that are unraveling, even as we speak, are bringing many destructions with them. But in the process, heaven has been opened up to you. See that? Heaven has been opened up to you. God said, I admonish you once again to come up hither. Now, come on, we have to partake of this. I admonish you once again to come up hither and abide in the heavenly throne room And this place of complete peace, you shall receive all you need to navigate through the maze of destruction coming upon the land. As you sit in the throne room and dine with your Maker, you will receive divine revelation of how to navigate, not only for yourself, but for all those I send in your path. You're not going to be able to do it staying down here in this realm. You just are not. You're going to have to abide in the third heaven. And if you read the word, it talks a lot about the third heaven. God said, you are warriors, and true warriors stay the course, no matter the cost. You are seated in heavenly places to be endowed with power from on high to bring in this great harvest of lost souls. You are warriors, period. And true warriors stay the course, period. No matter what the cost, period. You are seated in heavenly places to be endowed with power from on high to bring in this great harvest of lost souls, period. You and I both know that living down here in this earthly realm, there's nothing but confusion and chaos. Hatred, lies, every evil thing. Every aspect of this world is dark. And the only light is the true Christians. Not everybody's a true Christian. But the only light is the true Christians. And God said that the true Christians' light will dispel all darkness. God said not many are willing to stay the course. And even fewer are willing to let go of the things of this world and sit at my feet. Your mind keeps drifting back to the old way, and you just keep drifting back and drifting back. You will not let go of the past and go to the future. And if you were honest, in the past year, the devil has been trying to make you think of the past. He's continually been trying to bring the past before your face. Why? Because he wants you to take your eyes off of Christ and onto your problems that you already walked through. God said, what did I say to John? Come up hither, and I will show you things to come. That's Revelation 4, 1 and 2. John speaking, after this I looked, and lo, in heaven, an open door. God told us there's a portal open over this church. God is not a man that he should lie. So there's an open portal over us. And the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up hither, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the spirit, and lo, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. If you just yield to the calling that God has upon your life, you will go into the third heaven. I've heard so many stories in my walk with God where, all right, this one pastor's mother, she always had her coffee every morning. And they went to go down to the kitchen where she was seated. They couldn't even get in the kitchen because the glory of God was so strong all through the kitchen. And she was that way for 3 days. Sat perfectly still with coffee cup in hand for 3 days. Why did that happen? She wasn't there. Her spirit had gone to heaven. And when she came back, she shared great things that God showed her in those 3 days. But for 3 days, they couldn't even go into the kitchen because the glory was so strong. This is what God is trying to do to you this morning. He wants to take you into the third heaven, where he can teach you of heavenly things. And whenever you go into the third heaven, then the glory of God will be around you, and you will dispel all darkness. The enemy will flee from you. Where am I at? God said, I am saying the very same thing to each of you today. Come up hither, and do not be so anxious to depart from this place of glory that will drench you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. This great drenching is to endue you with the power to pursue the enemy and destroy his kingdom of darkness in the lives of the lost and the dying. What I'm expecting here this morning, and this is why I was so excited when God gave me, because he gave me a vision, is some of you in here are going to go out of, have an out-of-the-body experience today. This is where God wants to take you. Are you willing to go? Are you living your life so that you can be taken away and go up into heavenly places? God says some of you will, in a wink of the eye, do great street ministry. Oh, how all of hell is trembling as I speak these words, for it knows the great destruction coming to its kingdom of darkness. So God is saying it's time to do street ministry and destroy darkness. Not tomorrow. Now is the time. Not yesterday, but now. When you are up hither, God is saying, everything in your life stands perfectly still as you learn the great secrets of heavenly warfare. See what it says, heavenly warfare. You see, heaven does not do warfare as earth does warfare. Heaven uses heavenly warfare, and the enemy cannot defeat this type of warfare. Heavenly warfare is what I have been trying to teach, each of you, but instead, you are clinging to the old ways of warfare, and you're losing on every front. If we would just yield and go up to the third heaven, I've had out of body experiences. So I know that you can do this. You just have to be walking with God, have the right perspective of what God's all about, and then just yield. The second time I had an out of body experience, I prayed, got in bed, and my bedroom lit up with a bright light, and I heard a voice say, "Get out of bed and get on your knees." Boy, I jumped out of bed and got on my knees. Next thing I do, I was up there looking down in my bedroom. Saw my husband laying in the bed, and I was kneeling at the bed. And then Jesus took me on a journey. You know, this is possible. Are you ready to really go into the third heaven and get divine revelation from God? Up to you. Come up hither and dine anytime you so desire. See what he says? Come up hither and dine anytime you so desire. Who is it? Cat Kerr? Is that her name? She goes anytime she good and well pleases. And she's not the only one. Who's the lady that a lion comes and takes her on a trip? There's all. If you just read about it, it is real. It is there. It's in the Bible. So what's so different about them? Why can't that be happening to you? God said, a portal has been opened over you, and I welcome you continually to come up hither. Many are having daily visits to the throne of grace and taking back to earth the deep secrets of my heart. Will you decide to be one of those who live to be continually in my presence? Now, I don't think we have to die to go to heaven. You know, God just wants to zap us up into heaven. You know, and so many people write books about what happened when they died and went to heaven. Why can't we just say, hey, you know, I was just sitting in church and all of a sudden my body was there, but I was up there doing something else. Or I was at home, you know, scrubbing the floor. Next thing you know, I'm not scrubbing the floor any longer. I'm up in heaven and God's taking me places, showing me great things. This is where we should be at as a church. God said the great void between heaven and earth is for the unsaved dark ones. You are not part of that void. You have free access anytime you so choose. Does God lie? No, he does not. And I can't make this stuff up. So he just said there, you can have free access anytime you so choose. All right, so we're taking communion every morning for the next 32 days. Why not be taken up into heaven while you're doing communion? Or you're just doing it on a hurry? Well, I'll lose my job. Hey, I'd rather lose my job than stay bound to this earth. And don't use that as an excuse to be late either. You see what God's trying to do to us? God says, right now, yes, right now, fix your heart to come up hither and set up my feet. He's giving you a command, telling you to do something right now. Fix your heart. Say, God, I really want to come up hither. I really want to go into the third heaven. I'm fixing my heart right now, Father God, for you to just whisk me away. Right now, yes, right now, fix your heart to come up hither and sit at my feet. Do you think I can't whisk you away into the heavenly realm? Wrong thinking. I can whisk you away no matter where you are abiding in the moment. What do you think will happen when the rapture or the catching away occurs? So let's look at Luke 17:26. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let him who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let him who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to gain his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed, one will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together, one will be taken and the other left. I want to stop there. You know, during praise and worship is when God has taken me away the most. I remember one time in particular when I was up at Gary Whetstone's church. I stood up, went up to the altar to do praise and worship, you know, with everybody else. And I went out in the spirit and stayed there during everything. And Brother Christopher stood by me to make sure nobody stepped on me. And I couldn't tell you what went on either. I didn't hear anything. I don't know where I went. But I know one thing, when it was all completely over, and, you know, they was going to have a pastor's dinner afterwards, and I was invited, but I was too busy up in heaven doing whatever. And when, like I tell you, if we say things are over and I say if the Spirit's ministering you, don't disturb him. Go ahead and get ministered to. Just because we're not caught up doesn't mean you should get uncaught. It doesn't mean you should come out of the Spirit. Quit worrying about what other people are doing. Remember, that's how a girl didn't get healed. I was too concerned about what was going on around about me. Don't worry about what's going on around about you. Be concerned about what's going on with you. And God, He's starting to take His people into the third heaven and ministering to them. The idea is, do you really want to go there? I just even told Brother Chris last night, I don't feel the excitement about this message as I did when God gave it to me. I said, because something is shifting in the atmosphere. But I'm believing, no matter if I feel it or not, that you people are hungry and thirsty enough to want to go into the third heaven, like Paul did, and receive in John those, and receive revelation from the Father. 2 Corinthians 12:2 says, I know a man in Christ, Paul speaking, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, but God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows. And here, this is what he said, and he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. He couldn't tell anybody, but his life was changed drastically because he had an encounter with the Most High God. A lot of you in here this morning, if you would just loose yourself from the things of the world and just be content in the arms of the Father. God says, yes, I desire to whisk you away even in this service right now. What is the desire of your heart? Does not my word tell you that I want to give you the desire of your heart? God said, I am waiting This second, what is your desire? I want you to be the, look at this, the first fruits of the whisking away, as Paul described. And I just want to stop here. God told me, I think 2 months ago, that we had now became the first fruits. And what God is going to do is he's going to start doing some things in the lighthouse that other people are not doing. But he's going to do it here, and then it's going to be like a fire starting everywhere. Now, do you want to be a first fruit person or not? God said, I want you to be the first fruits of all the miracles I am holding in my hand to pour out upon my church. Will you be the first fruits? Will you be the house of refuge that all will run to be whisked away? I am waiting on you. You are no longer waiting on me. Come up hither and sit at my feet. God promised me years ago that he was going to use the Lighthouse Church to win Delaware and Lower Delaware and the Delmarva area peninsula to Christ. And when I came on the scene and started a church, we had nothing but signs, wonders, and miracles occurring all the time, and we was here more than just 3 days a week, 2 days a week. Now, God's ready to do that again. But are you ready as part of the church to be part of that? I'm hearing God say it's going to be rumored abroad of what's going on in here. Can you imagine if somebody said, well, you got to go to the lighthouse because God will whisk you away and you'll sit in your seat for an hour and not know what's going on? Everybody's going to want to come and see that. And God's ready to use the lighthouse to do that. But are you ready? And even if you don't come to the lighthouse, are you ready to be the first fruits in whatever church you belong to? Come on. One time my pastor took me up to Gary Whetstone's church, and she said, you behave yourself. She made me sit way in the aisle, and she said, no, you sit there and you behave, row. And so they were just getting ready to start praise and worship. I think they were singing one song, and I stood up. She said, what are you going to do now? And I said, well, God told me to go over there, get out there and lay in the aisle. You stay in your seat. I said, no, I've got to go do this. And she was furious with me, but I had to go over her to get to outside. And so I got out there, and I just laid down. In fact, I had a brush burn in my arm for weeks. I don't know what happened, but I went out. God whisked me away somewhere. The whole service I laid out there. In fact, when I got up, people had walked over me, but the place was empty. Chris wasn't with me that time. I was in another church. And I don't know why God had me do that. I don't know if he did something to the service that day. I don't know if he did something to me. I don't know. But God whisked me away. Why can't that happen to you? Come on. And tonight's message goes along with this, and you're going to understand some more things, but this morning, God's desire is that somebody be whisked away. The whole time I've been talking, Brother Allen's not been with us. He doesn't care for what I'm saying. He's not looking at me. He shut his eyes and off he went. Quit wanting the normal. God is not doing the normal any longer. The normal has not saved the people. So now God is going into the supernatural, because God told us, he's always told me, you don't want what you used to have, and it was good. He said, because I have something so much greater for you. So as good as what it used to be, I had to quit wanting that, and now all I ever wanted was the greater things that he has for us to do. This is the beginning of it. Are you ready? If you're not ready, God's just going to bypass you. if you're not ready to be ridiculed and spit upon and everything else, then you can't go into the third heaven. Because as they made fun of Paul, they're going to make fun of you. They've always said, I'm of the devil, so, you know. Why did they do that? Because God was doing such wonderful things through this church. Signs, wonders, and miracles, raising the dead, you name it, God was doing it. And it wasn't happening any place else, so they said I was of the devil to keep people from coming. They're going to say we're of the devil again. You might not want to be part of this church because they're going to say we're of the devil again. Why do they say that? Because it's something they've never seen before. And didn't God tell us we're going to be doing things that other people have never seen before? Don't you want to be part of that great thing that God is doing? God is saying, come up hither and dine with me, and you will do great and mighty exploits for my kingdom. Right now, God's moving a lot of people here in this church right now. He wants to move on everybody. All you have to do is love the Father and then just yield. That's all you have to do. I promise you. And God is saying, don't waste your time on the frivolous things of this world. But come up hither and dine with me. And receive the abundance of revelation that I need to give to my people. That's right. If you want to come and lay at the altar, you go right ahead. I don't care what you do. Just let God take you away.